Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Today, we are talking about how to protect your energy when shit hits the fan. So before we dive into that, though, I want to remind everybody that my energy audit program is going to be opening up soon for registration. So if you would like to learn more about that program, please head over to lisacarpenter.ca/energy. and get your name on the wait list, and then you will be the first to know when we open the doors. So on that topic of energy management, again, today I'm talking about how to best manage your energy when, well, basically life is lifing. And if I'm being fully transparent here, this is a season that I am in my own life. And I don't love a season when life is lifing, but I'm also really grateful for the work that I've put into myself on my own self-development up into this point, because it's allowing me to navigate some very challenging times with a lot of grace and love and compassion as I ride the waves of grief and every other emotion that you can imagine. And this is why I'm so passionate about this work. This is why I've been so committed to my own growth over the past 11 years, because I don't care how high vibe you might be in life. I don't care how good things are going for you. I don't care what your highlight reel looks like over on Instagram. Life is always going to life. And the more grounded you are in yourself, who you are, how you feel, managing your emotions, the better you're going to be able to navigate when something happens in your world. And it's inevitable. Somebody will die. Somebody might leave. Something could happen to one of your children. Now, I don't want to get all like catastrophic here, but this is the life, like this is the human experience that we have on this planet. It's not sunshine, roses, and unicorns all the time. And what I know about all the men and women that I've had the privilege of working with is that many of them have been lifed, which is why they start down the path of this developmental work. And when something happens again, which inevitably it will, they are going to be more prepared to handle it in a much different way. And I can tell you that that is what is occurring for me now. So if you are unfamiliar with my story, 11 years ago, I discovered that my husband was an addict, and my whole life fell out from underneath me. It was like somebody dropped a grenade on my life. And it was one of those moments where I kept waiting to wake up, hoping that I would wake up. Now, off he went to rehab to get healthy and well. And I stepped into responsibility for my role in the relationship. Now, I wasn't the cause of his addiction, but there's a reason why I was in that relationship to start with. And it was a really amazing opportunity for me to start discovering things about myself that I didn't know. This is why they're called blind windows. So I learned about my control issues and my perfectionism and my approval seeking, along with many, many other behaviors that I was getting into. So, you know, these are all codependent behaviors. They're also classified as process addictions. And I had a lot of stuff to work through. And over the years, that's exactly what I've done. And I've come back to this place of knowing who I am, without all the bullshit and without the behaviors to cope my way through life, because I've cultivated a very deep relationship with myself. My self-worth and my self-love and my self-esteem is all at places that it's never was in the past. And often these behaviors come from trying to outrun feelings that we don't want to feel. So if that's you, pay attention, because I've got a whole bunch of points here that I'm going to share with you about the basics. So when something happens in your life, the basic ways you can start to manage your energy so that you don't lose yourself in whatever it is that has happened. And I know that that's so easy for people to just react to everything that's going on in their lives and not sit back and say, what do I need here for me? Most of my clients are so focused outwardly on everybody else and making sure everybody else is okay. And I often talk about this, like my clients are the people, if the ship is sinking, you want them on your team, right? Or if the house is on fire, they're going to make sure everybody gets out. And they often forget that they need to focus on themselves as well. And the more that they focus on themselves and taking care of their needs, the more they're going to be able to show up to support other people. And in these moments, this is really what we need. We need to take a step back and say, listen, I love you, but I also have to love myself more through this. And this is the season, as I said, that I'm in my own life right now. So number one, in terms of protecting your energy when life is lifing, is delete everything off your schedule that's unnecessary. So volunteer work, any carpooling that you're signed up for, any committees that you're on, meetings that you have with people that are not urgent. So I had somebody on my schedule just for Monday. I was looking forward to connecting with this person again. And I just reached out and said, you know what? I just don't have the capacity for this right now. And I want to be able to be fully present with you, but I actually need this time for myself right now. Didn't feel good because I wanted to connect with her. I wanted to chat with her. And I also knew that it was an unnecessary thing on my calendar right now. And that caring for myself, tending to my own needs was so much more important. So anything that is taking your time or energy, I want you to get off your calendar so that you can put your focus on you. And I bet you can find so many things on your calendar that don't need to be there. Because most of my high functioning clients, they're juggling so many balls and they've never even looked at, do I need to be doing all of these things? So when, you know, extra stuff is going on in life and you need to manage your energy, you just need to get rid of all the stuff that isn't important. Delegate it, delete it, get it gone. Okay. I also look at in my business. So if you're in business, this is something you may want to consider, is know the essential things that must get accomplished in your business. So I have daily tasks and weekly tasks and monthly tasks. So if nothing else gets done in my business, I know that these things need to get done. Now, I can do a better job at having content batched in advance. So when life is lifing, I'm not like, oh, I need to sit down and record a podcast episode. However, I don't mind recording in real time. I really don't. I love actually sharing my life as it's unfolding. But I also recognize that in times of higher stress and wanting to get things off my plate, if I had been more prepared, knowing that life is going to life, I would have things that my team could just run for me. Okay. So that's something you really want to consider. What is the minimum things you need to do in your business every day, every week, every month, so that your business will continue to run? And that's regardless of if you're an entrepreneur or if you're a CEO at a company. You need to know what the minimum needs to get done by you. Okay. Number two, commit to the basics. And there's going to be a whole bunch under this specific umbrella of commit to the basics. But the number one thing that I want you to consider is moving your body. Now, this doesn't mean going to the gym and hammering out a bunch of, you know, heavy weights. Now you can do that if you choose to, but I actually want you to consider just like a walk or dancing or yoga. It doesn't matter what it is. Your job is to tune in and ask your body what it needs. So this past week, I still got myself to the gym. One of my workouts, I cried through the whole thing, which was really good for me because what you may not know is crying is not a natural default setting for me. I had to really work at learning how to be present with my emotions and process them. So I'm a very kinesthetic person and movement helps me move my emotions, right? Because emotions are just energy in motion. So when we're moving, it helps us to move these emotions through our body. Now, some people can get into working out so hard that they're and working out so much that they're actually numbing out, right? So they're trying to work out so hard that they don't feel their feelings. That's not the point of it. So it's finding movement for your body to help your emotions move. So you still need to, you know, be connecting with people and talking, right? I've reached out to friends. I'm surrounded by a lot of support. I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but we still need to move. Okay. So your body is holding on to a tremendous amount of stress. Your nervous system has been activated and movement is going to help you get grounded. It's going to help you move that, you know, whatever energy is coming up for you, anger, fear, resentment. It could be a whole host of emotions. Okay. So you want to make sure you're moving your body. Okay. Number three is I want you to focus on staying hydrated. It's not fancy, but most people, when they are dehydrated, it actually leads to fatigue. Now, if you are in a state of stress because, you know, life has gone sideways on you, your body needs your support in caring for it because it's what's giving you life. So you want to make sure you stay hydrated so your brain is functioning properly, your body feels good, and so you're not even more fatigued, because you are going to find that you are fatigued because when your body is under a lot of stress, it's doing a lot of work. So you might feel fine on the outside, but on the inside, your body is really going to town trying to get your nervous system regulated again. I'm really trying to keep this simple. Okay. So make sure you keep yourself hydrated. Number four, and this has been something that I've really struggled with this past week. And you guys know, if you've been listening for any amount of time, I eat a lot. I eat a lot. I'm like a mini bodybuilder, and that requires that I'm fueling my body so that I can create the results that I want for myself in the gym. However, when you are stressed out, when your nervous system is wired up, when you are in that state of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, your body is not interested in digesting food. It's interested in survival. So my body this week has just been in like survival mode. So it's been fascinating because I've had no appetite, like zilch. And when I have eaten, it just kind of hits my stomach and sits there and it doesn't feel good. Now, it would be easy to just not eat at all because I don't have an appetite, but I also know that my body does need nourishment. So I've kept food very simple, very easily digestible. I'm not going for like high fiber stuff, but just basic. Even if I can get a piece of like, I like this like grainy bread that I eat with a little bit of butter on it. Great. If I can put back a protein shake, amazing. I'm not putting any pressure on myself, but I am looking at, Lisa, like you need to have something to eat. You need to give your body some nourishment. The other thing that I look at around food is the quality of food you put in your body is also going to support, again, your cognitive functioning and your emotional state. So if you are somebody who turns to emotional eating and all of a sudden you're like putting a ton of sugar into your body and a ton of carbohydrates, that's actually going to spin you out more emotionally. So when life is lifing, I want to make sure that I've got my head screwed on straight as much as possible, right? I'm moving through my emotions. I'm having to pay attention to, you know, just things changing, right? Like when life changes, we have to adapt. So that requires some thinking. I need my brain online as much as possible, even though it's feeling a little bit offline. So it is so important that I really make choices, right? Solid proteins, healthy fats, you know, basic carbohydrates that are easy for my body to break down, but to give myself something, because starving myself, that's not really a great option. So I didn't get in as many meals that I would like to. Definitely was under eating this week, which didn't make me feel great. But I also had to give my body kindness and compassion and recognize like, this is just a moment in time. Give myself what I can and then move on. Okay. So please focus on making sure that you are getting in 2-3 meals a day, at least, so that you can support your body as it transitions through this period of stress for you. Number five, connect with your people. So whether it's coach, a colleague, best friends, reach out and allow yourself to share what's going on for you. Now, when I first went through, you know, my life, the bottom dropping out of my life, I didn't know how to do that. I was the strong one. I didn't want to ask for help. I was the helper, not the helpee. And it was really, really challenging for me to even talk about what was going on in my life. So I made sure that I got myself into a therapy circle and got the support that I needed so that I could talk to people about what was going on in my life and give myself that support. And it changed my life. And since then, I've always worked with different coaches or therapists to make sure that I have people in my corner who aren't just friends, but they are professionals who support me when things go sideways. And even when things aren't going sideways, right? Because I believe that this work needs to be done, not just when shit is hitting the fan. It's work that needs to be done all the time. Not from a place of I'm broken, but just always like, it's how I care for myself. To me, working with a coach on bettering the relationship with myself is hygiene for my emotional well-being. It's hygiene, like it's like brushing my teeth, okay? So make sure you are connecting and sharing what is going on for you and allow yourself to be supported. So being strong isn't about being strong. Strength is actually found in vulnerability. And when we try and muscle through and just be strong to be strong, we actually prolong our suffering. But when we allow ourselves to be open and vulnerable with those circles of people that we trust, your healing will be so much faster. And that is one thing that I have really noticed for me as I'm going through this is I'm so grateful for the circle of people around me who have just been like my rocks, because, you know, some days I'm okay and other days I'm not okay. And they have just walked shoulder to shoulder with me and I feel so loved and supported and cared for. And I've reminded myself, like, I created this in my life so that if anything happened, these people were here for me. And I really love that because I didn't have that before. Okay. The other thing I want to say is get help. Right? So not only ask for help and receive help from the people you know, but get help. Like, do you need to hire a cleaner? Do you need to get your groceries delivered? So this kind of goes back to what I was talking about deleting everything off your schedule. The things that you can't delete off your schedule, where can you get help so that you're not spending your energy doing stuff like going and getting groceries, right? Order them online, have them delivered. Get a cleaner to come in once a week, because I guarantee you, your energy will thank you for it. We're trying to minimize everything that is taking your energy from you so that you can conserve it to take care of yourself. Okay. And remember, your brain functioning is going to be impaired. So I even had a call this week with somebody that I'll be working with for Jake. Anyways, and she gave me all our appointment dates for Jake. And then I had to email her the next day. I'm like, I just need to double check these dates because I don't think I wrote them down right. So you have to understand that your cognitive functioning is going to be impaired in these moments. And so get the support you need, hire the help. It's absolutely worth it. And I can tell you, you know, the money that I have invested in my own growth. And when I think about the money that I invested way, you know, 11 years ago, I don't know how I did that. I closed my studio every Thursday. I drove an hour downtown for a 2-hour group meeting and then an hour home. I don't know how I paid for it. I don't know how I made the time. I don't know how my business didn't go under because I was closing my business and managing all this stuff. But I just knew that I needed to do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't survive. Right? I would have just been like a duck with my feet going hard underwater. Okay. Number 6, super, super important. Pay attention to your thoughts. So if you're already in stress, trauma, whatever it may be, this is the time where our subconscious loves to build stories and lay down beliefs. You don't need that. Okay. This is not a time for you to be like, you know, square dancing with the itty bitty shitty committee. Like, we don't want to be doing that. So be mindful of your thoughts. What are the stories that you're wanting to try and tell yourself versus what is true? And that takes a lot of staying conscious and being really aware of, wait a minute, what did I just tell myself about what happened? What have I made it mean about me? What have I made it mean about him? What have I made it mean about them? Whatever it may be. But mind your thoughts, because if you are getting into patterns of beating up on yourself, like, why did this happen? I should have done this different. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. You're already going down a path that is not going to be helpful for you. So most of the time when life starts lifing, we can often, I don't know about you, but I can often look back and go, oh, like I can see these little like mini kind of red flags that I've maybe justified or ignored. And eventually the universe is just like, she's not getting it. Get the 2x4. And that's what happens. But it's not helpful for me or for you to go back and say like, why didn't I know? Why didn't I see this? Why did I justify this? Everything happens exactly when it's meant to. If you were meant to have things go differently, they would have gone differently. And we humans, we love to tell ourselves this story that things should have been or could have been different. If it could have been, it would have. It wasn't, this is what's here. You don't have to like it to accept it. But in accepting it, that's where you have all the power, because then you get to decide, okay, what is here for me? What is here for me? Which I know is so hard if you haven't done this work before and something goes sideways in your life, to say, to have the awareness to say like, okay, this sucks, but what is here for me? Because although I am not happy about some of the things happening in my life right now, as I've kind of sat and got quiet with myself and allowed these emotions to move through, there are such profound lessons here for me. There are parts of me that I didn't realize I hadn't done the work on. So I'm not, you know, super excited. Oh, wait, yay, I get to do the work on this now. It doesn't feel like that. But I also know, because I've been here before, we don't know what things are going to look like on the other side. And every time I've been presented with an opportunity of like, we're going to shake your life until it's in pieces, the beauty on the other side has been profound. I mean, my entire business grew out of the work that I've done through my own journey. My community is here because I share my stories about what has happened in my own journey and give other people hope and inspiration of what's possible for them. The things I'm able to do in my life now is because of those moments, those transformational moments that, you know, nobody wants and asks for it. It's not convenient timing, but that's the way it works. So beating yourself up, being hard on yourself is not going to be helpful. So you really want to mind your emotions, because that will zap your energy so fast, right? Because, you know, being abusive is an energy suck. It's definitely not an energy giver, right? When somebody gives you a criticism, doesn't like fill you up with joy, right? Kind of drains your energy. So don't be that to yourself. Don't be your own abuser. It will cost you way too much energy. How can you sink more into love, compassion, grace, kindness, and really be that person, be that best friend to yourself, and really love yourself through what is going on? That takes a tremendous amount of courage and vulnerability. And I can't even describe how different that journey is. So this time, my journey using kindness and compassion and self-love versus when I went through that massive life change before, all I did was beat myself up. How did I not know? What's wrong with me? I'm broken. Like, you name it, every crappy story I had about myself came up. Okay. So pay attention to your thoughts. Number 7, allow your emotions without judgment. So don't judge them. Don't judge how you're feeling. So I couldn't record this podcast yesterday because I spent most of the day in tears. Not super fun. I didn't judge the fact that I was in tears yesterday. I didn't judge anything that was coming up for me. It was just there. And today I feel much more grounded. I feel much more at peace. I feel much more in that space of everything is going to work out. Everything is going to be fine. I feel fully supported by my circle of peers, by the universe, however you want to call it, but I feel grounded. And 20 minutes from now, I might not. And that's the way emotions work, especially emotions like grief, anger, frustration, sadness, resentment, all the like quote unquote negative emotions. They do not like to be tethered, so to speak. So trying to not feel them is like, I don't know if you've ever seen this meme on like Instagram, but it's a guy with like a mop and a bucket trying to mop up the ocean. That is when you try and withhold yourself from feeling what you're feeling. That's in essence what you're trying to do. So I remember being so terrified of if I gave myself over to the sadness that I was feeling 11 years ago, that I would never find my way out. But the truth is, when I did finally surrender and allowed myself to go under the anger, because the anger was just like, the anger was easy, right? For most of you, anger can be easy, but getting into the sadness and the grief and the really like the vulnerability and the helplessness I was feeling, that was so hard. But when I fully surrendered to it, it just started to move and things started to shift. So I want you to just give yourself what you need. If it's cry, cry. If it's screaming, screaming. If you need to dance, if you need to punch things, like do what you need to do, right? Like I've taught my kids that they can throw pillows or like beat pillows if they need to. As humans, we need to learn how to feel our feelings and not make it right or wrong or good or bad. Because a good session of anger, man, you can feel really great afterwards. And we don't want to deny ourselves feeling anything. Because you know what? When you can get past that anger, when you allow yourself to fully experience that anger, you will probably be met with grief. That's just how it goes. So over the past 11 years, I have been expanding my capacity to hold my emotions, to be present to them, even when I feel like I cannot breathe. But I can, and so can you, okay? Number 8, and this is probably the most important tip that I can give you, and it's also one of the hardest when you're under extreme stress, is rest. So I had an all-nighter. I wasn't drinking. So that's another thing, right? You want to manage your energy. Don't get into drugs or alcohol or anything that's going to like mood alter. I know that most people think like, oh, that's what I need to do. But that's just you avoiding your emotions. It's actually going to rob you of energy, not give you energy. The more you can just move through things, the easier it's going to become. Rest. So I was up for 24 hours because I was just in this place of like denial, you name it, a whole bunch of stuff came up for me. And I just needed to clear my schedule and rest. So I knew, you know, I knew what I had to do in my business. And I was really grateful to have the things on my schedule that really lit me up. So there's nothing wrong with like disappearing into your work for a few hours and then you pull yourself back out, you feel your feelings, you allow what's going on, right? Like you don't need to just wallow around in your feelings 24/7, but you don't want to numb out and avoid either. And so many of you are really good at avoiding, but rest. So making sure that I've been getting a lot of rest, whether it's just giving myself permission to lie on the couch, lay down and have a nap, go to bed early, turn off the alarm, and just let my body decompress. Rest is the number one strategy you can use. And I know that that might sound really hard because when life, there's usually more things to do. There's more things to take care of. And many of my clients go into overfunctioning as a way of coping with how they're feeling. And this has been part of my lesson, is to learn to underfunction in these moments, that I don't need to go into like fix it mode and do all the things. And that the best way that I can serve myself and the people around me is to allow myself to rest. And I've been able to communicate that with my kids. Like, I'm just going to go lie down. I need some time, like whatever it may be, but just rest. And it honestly has been so beautiful to just wake up when my body's ready to wake up instead of waking up with an alarm. Now, granted, when this gets launched, it'll be Monday morning. So I do have to get up and get Jake to school. However, I can determine that I go to bed early and hopefully get more rest. I cannot control if I cannot sleep. However, I can still just, I don't get frustrated if I can't sleep. I just allow myself to be in silence. And that's okay too, because rest doesn't always have to look like sleep. Rest can just be being still, being with your thoughts. And yeah, just again, that kindness and compassion piece. So this is, you know, this is why this work is so important. And I've never seen a person, I'm just trying to pull up my other notes that I had here for you guys. This work, it's like, how do I want to share this with you? It's like everything I've done over the last 11 years has prepared me for what is happening in my life right now. Good, bad, ugly, all of it. I feel very supported. So don't reach out and are you okay? Because I'm not interested in sharing details about anything. But I'm really proud of the work that I put into this. And so many people avoid doing this work. And then things happen and they wish they had done the work. You will never find anybody who's invested in their personal growth that will ever regret having invested in their personal growth. And, you know, you cannot get everything from working in group programs. So I know I have a program coming out. I work inside a group program that's coming out. But I do want to say that there comes a point in time in everybody's journey, my belief, that you need to go deeper with yourself, working one-to-one with a coach or with a therapist, so that you can really uncover the things that are holding you back. Because I guarantee you, anything you haven't healed, when life starts lifing, will show up for you and be like, here you go. Here's a little gift you didn't clean up yet. So we're not here to suffer our way through life. We're not. So things are going to happen, but you get to decide how you want to move through things when they happen. You get to choose that. So you can draw that circle outside your feet and be responsible for everything inside the circle. So although I'm not doing this perfectly, nobody does. There's no way to move through things like this perfectly. And we certainly can't change other people, places, or things. But there's so much that you can do to support yourself in feeling better so that you don't go down the rabbit hole of being a victim and looking for someone to save you from the grief that you're experiencing. Even our grief is our own. Even our grief is our own. It doesn't matter who's done what or what's happened. At the end of the day, you are responsible for you, and blaming somebody else for how you're feeling isn't going to make you feel better. Being angry at someone else isn't going to make you feel better. That's like drinking the poison yourself and hoping that the other person will die. Like it doesn't work that way. So the work that I do is for people who are serious about transforming their life, because they know they're already holding a lot. And if one other Jenga piece comes out, everything's going to fall apart. And they don't want to live like this fear of everything falling apart. They want to know that they can handle anything that's thrown at them, not from a place of just muscling through and putting their health and well-being at risk, because that's generally what happens. So when I went through that first experience 11 years ago, on the other side of that, that's when burnout hit. Because I tried to muscle my way through that. And then all the years before of muscling my way through life, just trying to cope my way through, right? I was going to fight my way to get the results that I wanted. Eventually, physically, my body was like, we're out. We cannot deal with the levels of stress that you have been navigating. And this is why learning how to really care for myself, learning how to really value and love myself was so imperative, because things we love and we value, we take care of. And when we take better care of things, our body's going to function better. So I guarantee you that, you know, when shit hits the fan, you'll be grateful for the time and the money that you've invested into yourself. I know that I am. And as I said, no one regrets doing this work, but many people will regret not doing this work. So meaty episode for you today. So don't forget, if you are interested in learning about how to manage your own energy, This is what the energy audit is going to be all about. We're going to go through every area of your life and look at where you are not minding your P's and Q's, so to speak, and it's impacting how much energy you have, whether it's in relationship with your physical body, your environment, your emotional relationship with yourself. We're going to go into every corner and see what we can clean up to create more space in your life. So there's less overwhelm, there's less stress, there's less anxiety, and there's more time and energy to do the things that you really want to do with the people you want to do them with, feeling the way that you want to feel. So thank you for tuning in to another episode. I would love to hear your thoughts and comments. If you haven't left a rating and review, please do so on your favorite listening platform. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment below. I would love to hear from you about what you took away from this video. And I will catch you all on the next episode. And all the links to anything I've mentioned will be in the notes below as well. So thanks for hanging out with me, and I will see you soon on the next episode. Now, I've got something for you. If you're sick of feeling overwhelmed, overworked, and exhausted, I want you to take a moment to think about this. If you're like most women, you're busy. You're always busy, and busy probably doesn't even begin to cover it. You're exhausted and overwhelmed and just need a few minutes to yourself, but there's never enough time, is there? I understand that you've got a lot of responsibilities and they take up most of your time. But what if I told you that it didn't have to be this way? What if I told you that with just a few simple changes, you could make room for everything that matters most to you? What if I told you that there was a way to get more out of your life without taking on any new responsibilities, stressing about timelines, or feeling guilty about spending time doing what you want instead of what everyone else needs from you? If you struggle to make time for yourself and the things that matter to you because you lack the time and energy, then you may or may not have realized that if nothing changes, nothing changes. And that's part of the problem and exactly why you're going to want to discover the energy audit. In this program, I'm going to be showing you how you can get more done in less time and spending plenty of time doing what matters most, which is taking care of and prioritizing yourself. So if you can imagine, try to imagine feeling peaceful, happy, and in control of your own life, the energy audit is going to show you how. We have opened up the waitlist, so drop your name on it. And as soon as we start registration, you will be the first to know. Just head over to lisacarpenter.ca/energy, and we will see you in the program soon.